Oh yeah. Hello there, beautiful human. Thank you for letting us into your ears today. We are about to talk with Silk Sonic, Anderson .Paak, Bruno Mars. Going to be here with you and me in any moment. Very exciting. We have a lot to discuss, including how this duo came to be and what's coming next and what they've learned. I got questions. Please share this podcast with those you care about and subscribe. Here we go. Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak. It's Silk Sonic. Yo, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic, what's good?
Yo! How you guys feeling?
Thriving on this Tuesday, but, can I just say thank you for releasing music? Because I know we're about to get more than just the one record that we've all been experiencing. People need it, dude.
Yeah, me and Andy got to kind of go through some contracts, some paperwork before we release anymore. The terms got to be right, Zach.
Can't be talking that more than one record.
We can't talk about more than one record.
That's going to get us jammed up.
But why is now the time for the two of you not only to get together and creatively sync up, but then to share it with the world? Because, you know, people sit on collaborations sometimes, but why now?
Bruno, if I may take this. There's no greater time but now. Zach, aren't you sick of it? Like, this is needed, no?
Yes.
Am I crazy? We're crazy, right?
No, you're not. And I don't think we are. Because that's what I'm seeing on Twitter. A lot of people are saying this is the album that we need. Is that pressure?
They're putting a lot of pressure on us.
And you know we check in Twitter. So it's really awesome to see that it's being received like this. Because this is...
I think we knew what we were getting into. Putting out a ballad, putting out a song that's got all these chord changes. It modulates and everything is live. And there's not one instrument in there that's not live. So it's just nice to know that people want to hear this, you know, and people want to feel this.
Are you surprised? I mean, no. But the truth is only very few artists can break mainstream and really give true musicianship. Is that true?
It's just different. You know, I don't want to say like, oh no, this is true music. It's not that it's true. It's more so like, this is what me and Andy can bring to the table together, you know? And if you guys will allow us and, you know, like, let us slide this in. It might not be the most TikTok friendly song or what everyone's doing in 2021, but when me and Andy locked in the studio, this is what's going to come out of it. So the fact that people are enjoying it, that's all we could ask for.
What's been the hardest part of this creative collaboration?
Dealing with Andy.
is that true? No,
his
kidding.
Ego. It's really his
chain smoking.
It's really his ego. And he keeps wearing jewelry. So I'm like, yo, the mic is picking up the jewelry, Andy.
And he's not used to, like, I don't like eye contact and none of that stuff. So
yeah, and the diamonds are fake. So why are you even wearing that?
They're fully appraised. He's a hater.
Obviously, you have your own styles when you're creating individually. When you get into the studio, do you come in with anything prepared? Do you come in with ideas, or do you come in just blank slate and wherever it goes with the two of you, it goes?
You never know. That's the blessing and the curse of music. Sometimes you can wake up with an idea, and then Andy will have an idea, come to the studio and be excited about it and say, all right, well, let's get to work. Or sometimes we could be going nuts all day trying to put a chord progression together, and then we scrap that, and then something hits us and all of a sudden we're in a brand new groove. We're in a brand new, you know, thinking about brand new melodies. It's just like the you just got to hope that you got the right team around you that knows when it's happening and you can catch it, you know?
Well, because sometimes you may not even know that it's happening.
It's not that you don't know that it's happening. It's more so you got to know, you got to be able to separate the difference. See, the problem is you can't just be like, yeah, me and Anderson in the studio together, everything we do is going to be hot.
Yeah.
That's not the case, because there's some career suicide records that me and Andy have done that I pray never see the light of day. Talking about elastic opportunity.
You only get so much elastic opportunity in this industry before the band gonna pop.
You gotta know when.
Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you already got it, and sometimes you can mess it up, right?
Yeah, like, sometimes. Yeah, you know. And then you can overthink it.
Yeah,
and you know, it's just like this balancing act. And the best part is that no matter what, even if we're getting into arguments about certain things, when it does land, it's always unanimous. It's always. So basically you're arguing for nothing. Yep. Because if one person disagrees, that just means it's not right. Mm-hmm. And you got to find whatever it is you're looking for. And then once you land it, there's no greater feeling. Even just this mix alone on Leave the Door Open took us a while to make sure that if the drums felt right and the vocals sat in the right spot, almost to the point where you hate this song. You've heard it 100 times. Mm-hmm. In the last 2 days, you're losing your mind, but that's what it takes, because when you put it out, you just want to be proud of it and make sure that there's no second guessing, like, damn, we should have turned the bass down or we should have brought the drums up. It's just, this is the best we can do. I think there's no greater feeling than that.
That is amazing to listen to a record and be able to listen and be like, this song is perfect. Because we talk to some artists who put songs out and they listen back and they're like, I would have done this differently. I would have done that differently. How long did you sit on Leave the Door Open before you chose to share it with the world?
I got to ask Chucky, but I think it went through at least like 40 mixes.
It went through a bunch of mixes, a bunch of rewrites, replays. Yep. We replayed a lot of stuff.
I put out a bunch of songs before that, like by the time it gets to mixing, I'm sick of it. I'm just like, whatever, put it out. Like I'm done with it. I'm over it. But this is one of the first processes where it was like, nah, we gonna hash everything out. No, leave everything on the table. Even when we're in the mixing process, we're redoing stuff, trying different ways. And honestly, that was Bruno. Like he's just got this like undying like effort to like get the song right. Cause the last thing he wants to do is us to be somewhere and we're looking at each other like, damn.
Yeah. Well, the main
it's too
thing,
bright.
Just the math alone of like, this got to work live.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like if you're playing the drums and this has, I don't want to be.
What would you really play?
Yeah. Live? What would you really play live? I don't want to be on stage. Like now we have to change it because for some reason this ain't moving the way we thought it was moving in the studio, because at some point we're going to have to play this song live. And we wanted to, the math to add up and it fit perfectly.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but is that the mindset of somebody who goes in wanting to craft timeless records? Like the idea that you only get one shot, and if it takes 40 mixes, it takes 40 mixes because the song has the power to, change somebody's life or be with them at the most pivotal moment in their life. But when we're all gone, the song will still be around.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's a very romantic way to put it.
Yeah, it's true. It's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's just that, like I said, we don't know. We didn't know what it was going to do. People could have hated the song. People could have said whatever, this and that. We didn't know, we're not thinking about any kind of chart position. It's literally like, Andy, do you like this song? I love this record. Like, can we make it better? And once we put it out, this is the best we could do. We love what we're talking. We love the way this sounds. That's it. That's all we can hope for, is that we're proud of it. And then maybe people will see us having fun and it'll be infectious.
Hey, beautiful human. I'm hitting pause real quick to welcome a new sponsor to the show, IPVanish VPN. If you care about the security of your online activity, IPVanish VPN is a quick and easy way to start protecting yourself. Rated 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, IPVanish provides an encrypted connection for all of your internet traffic, helping to prevent websites, Wi-Fi providers, and even hackers from intercepting your personal data. Help keep your financial details, personal information, and online activity safe from threats with IPVanish. So, get started. With a limited time offer and save 50% off monthly and annual subscriptions, just visit IPVanish.com/ZachSang. Happy surfing! Silk Sonic.
Is this music that you guys are creating meant to be played in smaller, like intimate venues or big arenas with big crowds?
Normal domes only.
Strictly in normal domes.
I don't even know
like
if they
banquet halls, like convention center type. You know what I'm saying?
The VW hall? The
local? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're gonna pack them in. We're gonna pack them in.
Space.
We don't really do small venues these days, you know what I'm saying? It's only normal domes and up.
Was it a challenge to get the choreography perfect for the Grammy performance?
Yeah, because Andy can't dance.
You put the worst dancer in the very front. So. Took a little time, but.
No, I'm kidding. No, you know what? Actually, we just kind of did.
Hey, literally, that was the one thing we were like, oh my God, the dancing needs to be right. And how are we going to make this happen? And it was literally like to the last day, I remember we were because we were still trying to get the mix.
Yeah, like, we were still doing the mix and trying to make sure our suits fit and whatnot. Yeah. Trying to lose weight so we can fit in these damn suits.
Our brains ain't working because we've been juicing for weeks. We don't know what's going on. And then we're like, wait, we actually maybe should get some choreo going.
Yeah, so you know, I had my guys from the Hooligans, Cameron Whalum and Jimmy King, when they came down to LA. We really just kind of put some steps together. Yep. And said, all right, let's get in these suits and like let's go.
Yeah.
Seamless, beautiful. It looked effortless. It was an exquisite performance.
The Little Richard performance was incredible, yeah. Also.
Oh, I appreciate that. Little Richard has been like, you know, one of my biggest inspirations. I think Little Richard doesn't get his credit for what an incredible singer he was. Mm-hmm. I think he's such a superstar and such an insane piano player that no one really says, like, I've been growing up listening to Little Richard, and I don't think he gets his flowers as far as what kind of singer he was. True. He's like in my top five greatest singers of all time. Listen to anybody listening out there, go dig into some Little Richard records, and that is one of them voices that you don't want to follow, you know.
And a voice that changed culture in so many different ways.
He invented rock and roll, you know. And everyone was just, and I think that's just not even an opinion. That's the truth. Like this guy invented rock and roll.
Amen.
Now, I mean, you guys were both incredible in that performance, but the guy on the keys was phenomenal. Who is he? Can we give him a shout out?
Dude, we just met. He was off the streets. Nah, that's that's my brother T Nava. He's in the Free Nationals, and man, he Bruno was on his head. He really came through when it was time to shine. That camera got on the mitts, got to moving.
Yeah, he killed it. Shout out to T Nava.
Yeah,
because I put a lot of pressure on him. I was like, man, it's like we can't let Little Richard down.
Like that style of music, like the boogie woogie rock and roll. You know, some people that they play that, and that's all they play. Like that's a real hard thing to really play. People think they can just get up there and start playing that. There's a lot.
Yeah,
going
that's
on.
That's a different beast. You know, even though these blues songs are only three chords, like that's a whole other part of your brain. So some of the best jazz musicians or some of the best musicians in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you tell them to play that Little Richard boogie woogie, they can't do it because that's a whole other thing.
Yep. So much stamina and coordination, and you got to really be just gassing
and
the whole time.
And it's, you know, why I say Little Richard invented rock and roll is because he was playing rock on the piano. Mm-hmm. So you're hearing that, jana, 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 you know, you think you one thinks that that's a guitar, but that's Little Richard's left hand going crazy. You know, and that's why it's very, like I said, it's a fact that man's left hand invented rock and roll.
It's remarkable to think about, truly, truly. And to think how music has developed, but also how everything he's done stays alive today in so many different forms, right? I mean, in what you both do every day, in the music I'm sure you're putting out, he is an influence and an inspiration.
Yeah, I mean, as far as performing goes, like I said, like, that's probably, you know, he'd be one of the max that I don't want to follow Richard. Yeah. You know, like they're going to come in thumping and he's going to, you know, he don't even need a microphone. He's going to sing the piss out of anything. Yep.
What have you each learned about yourself and from this collaboration so far?
Man, that's a big question. That's hard to answer. The
one thing is the amount I can say for myself is like I had no clue the amount of work that really goes into making like a song that really like just shocks the world. I feel like, you know, and I don't mean like we're going in trying to make a hit or anything like that, but like just the amount of effort and like the amount of work and just, you know, your head is going crazy and. You know, you got all these different versions and stuff, but it's just like the amount of effort that goes into these songs. I don't know if I'll ever be able to record the same one after this, you know, and I had to get into something else. But now it's like, you know, I listen to songs different and I'm talking to other artists and, you know, other artists playing me their stuff. But, you know, when you could just hear the amount of work that went into something, like when you go to a restaurant and you could just, you know, there's something different about, you know,
how they season
that
it.
Put their toe in them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Toe in there. So it's like, I think that was the one thing I learned, man. I had a lot of, you know, done a lot of music, work with a lot of people, but
the not giving up process.
just like, you know, people think they're hearing stuff or seeing stuff, but there's just a certain amount of detail that attention to detail that went into this.
At the end of the day, if we're gonna put something out, we gotta go out there and sing it.
Yeah.
So it's like whatever that's gonna be, whatever that's gonna sound like, at some point there's gonna be a microphone in front of us and we gotta sing this song. So do we love this song? Do we believe in these words? Are we gonna be able to perform the hell out of it? And you know, be able to translate? That's what we're thinking about when we're writing these records.
What did you learn from me?
Oh, what did I learn from you? Yeah. Oh, nothing. I didn't learn nothing. I didn't learn nothing. I learned that fake diamonds can look just as good as real diamonds.
So why are you wasting your money?
I don't know why I'm wasting my money. I don't know why. No, what I learned from Andy is how important, you know, because I come from a line of like, I've worked with a bunch of old school producers that are 30 years older than me, you know, and they're very, you know, they show up at 9 a.m., mm-hmm. very professional, but very militant. And these guys have been, multi-Grammy award-winning producers, and some of the biggest songs in the world. Andy shows up at 12 a.m. No, I'm kidding. Now, Andy brings this vibe, you know, and Andy brings this joy to whatever room he's in. And that's what, you know, you hear the fun and the love on all these records is because we're actually having fun in the studio recording it, opposed to us trying to be mathematicians, like mm-hmm. trying to we got to do this, you know, like, and mm-hmm. it's just like, we just got to do what feels good. And if we're smiling in here playing this stuff, then it might have a better shot.
Who had the initial idea to create the group, and what was that conversation like?
I don't even think it was
It was you. You're like, Andy, I'm gonna f*** your life up. I need you to just stop everything you do, and I promise you, if you do it this way, like I say, it's gonna work out. We're gonna be the best in the world, Craig.
I don't even think it was a discussion. Yeah. I don't think it was really like, all right, this is what we're going to do. You know, we're going to be a group and we're going to wear matching suits. And I think it just kind of fell into this pocket of like, we have to do this now. Mm-hmm. This just feels like something we have to do. I don't know what you're doing in your career. I don't got any plans, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. It's a perfect time. I don't know if, you know, if we got to do it now.
Just like, if this feels right, man, let's just go.
Yeah.
And it does. And now we get to receive.
And you guys get to reap all the benefits. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, the people have been hungry. So. When is this album coming? When will we be fed?
Yo! You are asking way too much questions right now, Zach.
Silk Sonic, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks, Zach. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Bruno, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys taking the time.
And that was a great interview. Thank you for all the questions, man. Yeah, those were great questions. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you again for giving us your brain and your time. Really appreciate it. And the art. Thanks for sharing.
No problem.
Peace and love.
Later, guys.
Later.
Hey, beautiful human, thank you so much for listening to our conversation with Silk Sonic. And again, a big thanks to Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak for giving us their energy. Please subscribe to our podcast and let us know who and what you're listening to so we know who we should invite on our show next. Because without you, we are nothing. Please, beautiful human, be safe. Hug your family and don't go to jail. Have an amazing day. We'll talk soon. Peace and love.